Thank you and good morning. It remains a summer of fire as wildfires continue to burn across the region. The Lake Fire burning in Lake and Colusa counties has ripped across the region and burned more than 75,000 acres and forced the evacuation of thousands of residents. Three evacuation centers have been set up and more than 3,500 personnel are assigned to that blaze. Closer to home, the Humboldt complex of fires burning near Blocksburg in the southeastern part of the county has scorched more than 4,000 acres and more than 1,400 personnel along with heavy equipment and air assets are assigned to that series of seven blazes. All evacuation orders have been lifted, but Highway 36 is closed at the Humboldt-Trinity County line. Four outbuildings have been destroyed and fire crews watched as the blaze approached Highway 36 but did not jump the roadway on Wednesday. The Mad River Fire Complex has merged with the Fork River fires and are now referred to as the Root Complex by the Forest Service. Those fires, burning near Dinsmore, have scorched more than 14,000 acres, and evacuation advisories for residents near Swayback Mountain in the Lassick Forest have been issued. The fires are burning in steep, rugged terrain with active uphill runs, and hotter, drier weather is expected to allow the fire to spread over the weekend. Firefighters continue the work of building containment lines in an effort to push the fires to the west and away from any populated areas like Higham Palm and Mad River. To the north, firefighters are battling a series of smaller fires in the Gaskee and Orleans Ranger districts as well. Stating that the California coast is a national treasure and is highly worthy of preserving for future generations, this bill would add more than 6,200 acres to the existing California Coastal National Monument. Those are the words of Senator Dianne Feinstein, who, along with Senator Barbara Boxer, have introduced legislation to place such areas as Trinidad Head, the Lighthouse, and the Lost Coast Headlands into the California Coastal National Monument. Senator Boxer said adding the areas in Northern California would create new networks of spectacular public lands up and down the Pacific coast, boosting tourism and protecting the pristine areas. In all, the bill would protect six sites along the California coast, in addition to the local sites, including land in Santa Cruz and San Luis Obispo counties. The city of Eureka will close down city streets on Sunday for the running of the Humboldt Bay Marathon. Residents, drivers, and pedestrians alike should be aware that F Street between 6th and Hodson will be closed, as will Hodson Street from F through W. Chester Street will be closed between W and Harrison, and the closures and road detours will be in effect from 7 until 10 o'clock on Sunday morning. The Hoopa Valley Tribe has been issued a Caltrans encroachment permit for the 2015 Sovereign Day Parade from Loop Road to Pine Creek Road. A full closure will be in effect from 10 a.m. until 11 a.m. on Sunday morning. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. The U.S. Department of Agriculture released a study on Wednesday that highlights the cost that wildfires have on its budget, and those costs are only going to rise in the coming years, and thousands of Forest Service personnel and firefighters are busy across the West battling fires. Agricultural Secretary Tom Vilsack said that new funding formulas must be found, and that the massive wildfires we see need to be handled as the natural disasters they are.
With a longer fire season and more intense fires eating up more and more of our budget, we now see 20 years ago, 16% of the Forest Service budget was for fire suppression. Today, it's 52%. And the report basically warns that if we don't take action now, it could rise to as much as 67% in the near future.
In addition to rising costs, the ability of the Forest Service to maintain public facilities, roads, and campgrounds is affected by less money for maintenance. And it also means less money for forest management practices.
We fund tornadoes, floods, hurricanes out of an emergency fund because they're natural disasters. That's precisely what these intense mega fires are. If we were able to do that, we'd have greater certainty in the Forest Service budget. We'd be able to put more resources behind an effort to make our forests more resilient, healthier. We'd reduce the hazardous fuel buildup in our forests. We'd maintain the Forest Service properties, the trails, the roads, and the campsites in much better condition.
There are currently thousands of acres of U.S. Forest Service land burning in our region alone, and many more fires burning across the West. And that's the news on this Friday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.